Darn that Lily Claiborne. She's responsible for this. Hazel, I'm so sorry that Lyle couldn't have made it. He was coming down with the flu or something. I guess we should feel lucky the epidemic hasn't reached us yet. Why don't we get this all loaded up and send it on to the orphanage?
You think you're helping, but you're only stirring things up.
I didn't create the situation, Ruth.
You tell that to them decent folk who stood you up today.
They're just scared. They'd rather face the devil they know than the devil they don't know.
Scared? They've been trying to scare us for 100 years. You don't know what it's like. Waiting for your man to come home at night. Worried he'd be lynched or beat to death, shot in the back. That's not just scared. That's snakes in the pit of your stomach.
What the sheriff did was wrong.
Where you been? That isn't the first time a white man has done something like this.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You do what you want to do. Like always. But in the meantime, your friends are spitting on my feet. Like I put you up to all of this.
You want me to hush up too?
No. Times are changing, like it or not. And for the first time in my life, I got hope that maybe things will be better. If not for me, then maybe for my granddaughter.